One minute everything was so good. Have you been in this situation? One minute everything is awesome and you talk about getting married, right? And then the next 5 minutes later, things are so shit that you're talking about splitting up again. I don't know if any of you have been in that situation. It's a nightmare. But you know, the rut is that you don't do either. That's the rut. It would be fine if you got married. It would be fine if you split up. But the rut is where you just sit there being it. And I'm taking that silence to be a lot of you just going, fuck, that is exactly where I am at. That's the rut bit, right? And this is how volatile our relationship was. We got engaged once. We managed to get engaged once. We went round John Lewis in Cardiff, right? Yes, we've got one. Live with it. John Lewis in Cardiff, right, doing a wedding list. You know when you go around and you go, yes, we'll have that, the wedding gift list from everybody. And then we did the list, right, and an hour later, we were in the cafe in John Lewis where we argued so badly that we divvied everything up on that list. Right? So, we were sitting there an hour later, putting initials next to who was going to have what when we split up. So she's like, I'm having the dinner plates. We haven't got them unless we get married, you twat. Get a grip, right? That's how volatile it was. It was good, it was shit, it was like that. And a lot of this show is different for me, right? If you've seen me before, this show is the first time I have admitted, because some of you, it might come as a shock to some of you to learn that a year or two ago, back at the time I'm talking about, I could be quite a petty, contrary, argumentative little shit, right? This is the first time I've admitted that I used to be like that. I've always denied it. I am not like that now, right? This is a new mellow me. You are looking at. I'm not perfect. I'm not completely over it, but I'm a lot better than I was. I've had anger management, and a lot of this show, I will be coming back and forth to this. This is the actual anger management diary that I had when I was doing my anger management sessions. Basically, it's a bit like a normal diary, except every day somebody gets twatted. That's an anger management diary. Somebody gets the shit kicked out of them every single day of my diary. It's a sort of cross between Bridget Jones's diary and Ronnie Cray's, if you can imagine. Diary, right? And basically what this is, if you don't know, is you go to anger management sessions, and then in between the sessions, they give you this to take away, and then you write down every time you get annoyed. Right? So you write down what time it was, where you were, who annoyed you, who said what to whom, how you could have avoided the situation, what you've learned from the whole experience, right? The whole thing bugs the shit out of you for the first few months. It winds you up more than you're angry in the first place, having to fill out the tedious detail on this form. And I know all forms are a bit shit, right? There's stupid questions on all forms, but some of the things on here, and bear in mind the context, you are angry when you pick this up. That's the nature of an anger management diary. You're angry in the first place. And then you come to questions like this, right? I had every single incident, I had to fill out this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is not at all angry, and 10 is feelings of very strong anger or rage, how angry would you say you were at the start of this particular incident? Right, I put, what's the point of having a scale where 1 is not at all angry on an anger management diary? Right? Seriously, when are you going to get so wound up you're thinking, this is outrageous, where's my diary? Give me that, pass me my diary. Right, 1, not at all angry. There we go. That sorted that shit out. When is that going to happen? I've put, for the record, I've recorded all answers on this diary using a new, more logical scale. Right, where 1 is somewhat angry, right, and 10 is as angry as Tom Cruise in Alton Towers. Right, that's my... my scale. If I say 10, that is how wound up I am getting, right? So you know. These stupid questions. And I tell you what, you know what used to piss me off about this? I used to go every 2 weeks for anger management, right? Some people go more often, they went every week. Some people went every month. I go every 2 weeks. And in my group, there was people who used to... Well, they used to wind me up more than anything that had happened in the previous two. There was this little woman, right? She must have been about 65, but every time she would stand up and she'd go, oh, I hope nobody minds, but there is one thing in my diary I'd like to get off my chest. My husband said something to annoy me last Tuesday. I'd be like, one thing? Sit down, man. We've got this shit to get through. We'll do your one thing on the end if there's any bloody time. But meanwhile, we've got war and peace here without the peace. So sit down, you old bat. Right? The session finished at 10 o'clock, right? Then I had to get downstairs. It took me a minute to leave the building, right? Incident 1, 10:04, right? There we go. Incident 2, 10:27. Incident 3, 10:36. That's 9 minutes later. The 10:27 is still happening. The 10:36 is going alongside in brackets, right? I'm filling this out in two hands.